Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 68 through 70 in the Voice Translation. It says this, "You are truly good, and your acts are too. Teach me what you require. The proud smear me with their lies. I will keep your instructions wholeheartedly. Their hearts are dull and callous. I am delighted to study your teaching. Mind if I pray for you?" Lord, there are some listening today who are broken by other people. They are broken by proud people. And this might be someone that is kind of in their life a long time. It's a long-term relationship. And it's just difficult to continue to love that proud person day in and day out. And so, Lord, I just pray for mercy. I pray for rest and restoration. I pray for respite from the situation. If you could provide that, it would be so great. Lord, teach us what it means to be long-suffering. Teach us to be patient with those who are proud. But I also pray that if we are to speak the truth in love, that you would show us that, Lord. Sometimes bullies get away with it because people don't ever stand up to them. And Lord, I know I'm one of those people who cower from bullies. I do not stand up to them, and I run away or I try to make the peace. And so, Lord, I don't know what's going on in my friend's situation who's listening to this today, but I do know that you empower us to speak the truth in love. And so if that is what you want for them to do, if that's what you want for them today, I pray you would give them the ability to say the first word, because sometimes it just means we have to say that first word and it's super uncomfortable and our stomachs hurt and our heads hurt and we don't want to do it and we would rather not, but yet we just say that first word, hey, can I talk to you? Or hey, there's something I want to share with you. And once we get that out, we're able to share with that proud person what has been happening. And in this particular instance, it says the proud smear me with their lies. And so, Lord, I pray today for those who have been lied over, those who maybe they grew up in a family of origin where they have been just internalizing lies about them being no good, never amounting to anything, never good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, handsome enough, athletic enough, ambitious enough. And we have those lies that we have kind of played like an MP3 over and over and over in our head, and we believe them as truth even though they are not truth. So I just break the power of those lies, because I know your truth is bigger, I know your truth is stronger, and your truth is this, that we are gloriously and wonderfully loved by you, that you pursued us, that you are the God of the universe who lives and exists within himself in the Trinity nature that you are. You already have beautiful community, and yet you created mankind for fellowship with you. And I'm so grateful that you invited us into this equation. You pursue us, and because we have your image and because you created us, we are endowed with worth. We are endowed with dignity. And so, Lord, for those lies that we've believed, forgive us and help us to cleanse our minds. And your word is what cleanses our minds. Your word is what teaches us that we are worthy, that we are loved, that we are, as I wrote in my book, Worth Living, we are worth loving and our life is worth living. So, Lord, I pray that those lies would diminish and they would become quieter than a whisper, and the truth would be like a beautiful worship song that plays over and over in our head, and we would begin to silence those lies that we've experienced. Lord, help us to hate the lie, but love the liar. And that's not easy to do. I know that I have a hard time with that. And Lord, I also know that there are some relationships that we're in that we just have to flee from, that you have called us away from them. You have delivered us from them. And so, Lord, if that's the case for the person listening today, I pray for protection over them as they take a step toward health for them, to separate themselves from someone who's abusive. Father, I pray that the authorities would protect. I pray the church would be a place of protection instead of harboring. And I pray that there would be healing that begins in the person who's stepping away from that abusive situation. Lord, these are complicated days, and we live among complicated people, but we're thankful for your simple and beautiful love for us. We love and respect and worship you today, and we're so thankful that you love us and that those lies are simply not true. I pray all this in the truth-filled name of Jesus. Amen. thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you have been believing lies, remember to go to the Lord and ask Him to sing His truth over you. Go to the Word and ask God to reveal His truth, that you are well loved, that you are sought, and that you are worthy. Of course, He is the most worthy one. And as we direct our praise to Him, calling Him worthy and holy, our heart expands as well. So in this day, when you are broken, just turn the focus away from the lie, believe the truth, and then praise God for all the good things that He's done in your life. And I think that will really change things for you today.